Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a white room with black curtains, near the station. Black roof country, no gold pavement, tired starlings.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Don Fotopoulos is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. She's the founder of Hidden Profit Academy, and she's a full professor now of King's College, full professor of business. I'm so impressed with that. Author of Accounting for the Number Phobic, a book is becoming increasingly important for small businesses to understand how to manage their business. Don, thanks again for being here. Thanks for your leadership, for your contribution. We're talking about family businesses and how, and their success, the succession process of family businesses. There are a thousand factors, maybe 10,000 factors, that are involved in a business changing hands, and we're using baby boomers. Mm-hmm. We're using baby boomers because we're the generation that's of the age where we're heading off into the salad days of our lives, into the, I call it the fourth quarter of our careers, of our lives, and so that you've got financials statements that need to be that whole process needs to be improved, so you know where you are, you can talk to somebody about what the business is worth with that. If you don't have those, you can't value your business. Nobody knows what to pay you for your business, whether it's a family member or somebody else, if you aren't tracking your financials. And that's I think that's the biggest impediment to transferring your business to anybody. What do you think?
Oh, it absolutely is true, Jim. Let's just say two things. The first is, whether you're well or not well, the transition from one management team, let's say the founders, to the next generation management team could be relatives, or it could be employees within the firm that are going to buy the business. You got to have a 3 to 5 year off ramp. You don't wake up on a Monday and decide that you're going to retire on Friday. There's a time frame, right? And the first thing that you have to do is establish the baseline, which is what the financials will do. So let me give you a little story. Two florists, okay, or two jewelers, been in business for decades, about the same size client base. One gets sold for three times the money as the other, and it begs the question why. They both have the same cash flow. They have the same revenues. Why is that? Well, the one that got sold for three times the money had really clean financial statements, mm-hmm. so that the person that bought the business knew exactly what they were buying. And they sat at the negotiation table without anything hidden. The first guy, you know, when the buyer came to the table, said, listen, there's a lot of risk here. There's a lot of visibility I don't have because you guys don't have your act together. You know, you got invoices piling up in the corner between the couch cushions. So, you know, I'm going to bid you this, and then you don't really have too much of a choice. So
basically he said, I'm going to take it off your hands.
Well, that's exactly right. And you know when that happens, Tim? When the owner gets sick and is sitting in the hospital.
Right.
Or the owner just got a cancer diagnosis.
I've seen it.
Okay, you've seen it a million times, so have I. That's when those conversations typically happen. Right? But the idea here is get your financials in order, get a bookkeeper, don't just have an accountant, have a bookkeeper. At $30 or $50 an hour, it's the cheapest and best investment you'll ever make. And if you go to findacroadvisor.com, you can put in your zip code, put in your industry, and you'll find experts in your zip code in that industry who can really lift the burden from your shoulders, and you can get really solid financials within 30 days. Every mm-hmm. single small business owner should be doing this. Every single one of them.
And
because
folks,
they're all leaving money on the table, whether it's on an operational basis every month, or when it's time to sell the business.
But see, this is something that is uncomfortable for people, Don, because if they've got a business that's halfway good, if they're probably learned how to operate their business in spite of themselves, but you're asking them to be more sophisticated now. You're also asking them to not run the business out of their pocket, which they're comfortable with, and you're also gonna make them change the way they do business in terms of how they manage the money, how they account for everything, and it makes them uncomfortable. They're not used to that. But what you're telling them, and what I've been trying to tell them all these years, is if you don't do that, if you don't get some kind of a sophisticated way of reporting the performance of your company, you'll probably wind up being more likely to just lock the doors and walk away instead of walking away with $1 million or $2 million or something like that.
That's exactly right, Jim. Okay, and what a sin that you've invested 40 years of your life or 30 years of your life in a business and you come up empty-handed. So what did you just do? You just bought yourself a job? I mean, you could go get a job at Starbucks and make a lot more money with a lot less stress and get all the benefits. What are we doing here? I mean, aren't we building something that has a lifespan longer than our own lifespan? Yeah. Aren't we doing that? And by the way, you know, if you do sell a business, the likelihood is the person that's buying the business is not going to give you a big wad of cash and then take the business off your hands.
Right. They're not going to write you a $2 million check day one.
That's right. So typically what happens is they buy the business out based on the cash flow from the business. So the business has to be sound when you convey that business. And typically they buy you out over a period of, let's say, 5 years.
And it's based on, and the total price you get ultimately is based on the future performance of the company. We've got to take a quick break. We're going to come back with more of this wisdom and experience from our good friend Don Fotopoulos. I'm Jim Blaxinger. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.